الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولقد آتيناك سبعا من المثاني والقرآن العظيم. وقال تبارك وتعالى: اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. We are in the month of Rabi al-Awwal, and in this month was the birth of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had passed away also on this month, in this month. The famous date of the passing away of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is the 12th of Rabi al-Awwal. And there are many people in the world, not only in the Asian countries, Arab countries in the world, who have big celebrations during this time. And normally they refer to these celebrations as Bara Rabi al-Awwal, the 12 days or the 12th of Rabi al-Awwal. Now the passing away of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, one is the mourning of anyone who has passed away. Is permitted for only 3 days. Up to 3 days you can mourn and go and pay your condolences to the person. After that it is not permitted. And the method of these celebrations which carry on in the name of Maulid, Maulud, etc. throughout the world is all an expression of joy and enjoyment. So what do it comes to the mind are they celebrating the passing away of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There's the impression that is given that they are celebrating the passing away of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this is how shaitan works. He makes a person mind goes completely corrupt and upside down. And what you want to do, you do the complete opposite. So we should be very careful to stick to sunnah. And to mention about sunnah should not only be in Rabi al-Awwal. Alhamdulillah, our ulama have always mentioned sunnah throughout the year. And that is the mission of life, to follow the sunnah, to read durood sharif, to practice on deen, have taqwa, etc. We shouldn't confine it. Many of our people also, we have especially seerat jalsa. Now that also, there is no seerat jalsa really. To have to discuss about the seerat of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam should be an ongoing thing throughout the year, all the time. Yes, you can, for the month of Rabi al-Awwal or Rabi al-Thani, if you want to, you explain a bit more, but it shouldn't be like you're giving important significance to it. It should be throughout the year all. And as far as following sunnats are concerned, Allah reward our ulama, what beautiful examples they have given. For example, one that in the days of before, which many of us won't remember now, when we bought rice, etc., lentils also, dar, etc., the woman had to sit days cleaning it. There should be pieces of stone in there, twigs in there, everything. Now there are such machines that clean it completely. And today you just take the rice and you put it directly in the pot. You don't have to clean it out any time. And especially like functions, weddings, etc., people should gather weeks and months before cleaning out the rice, etc. So now that is no more necessary. But anyway, so when you bought that rice in those days, or whatever you bought, then there were twigs in there and you knew there are twigs also. There were pieces of stones also in there, and you knew there are pieces of stone also. And you bought it, and you paid for the twigs, and you paid for the which are very light, and the pieces of stone which are very heavy, more than heavier than rice also. You paid for it the price of rice. Why? Because it was staying with the rice. It was with the rice. But when it was cleaned now and the twigs were taken out, they were thrown to one side in one dish or something, the pieces of stone were thrown there, then it was thrown outside. Then dogs urinated on it, nobody worried. But as long as it was with the rice, If any animal, dog, anyone comes there near, you change it away, you protect it. You make sure you look after it. But now that it is separated, and it is separate and you throw it outside in the dustbin, in fact, if the refuse people don't collect the refuse, you complain. Then they must complain if they take it. So like that, we are also like the pieces of twigs and the stone. But as long as we stay with sunnah, our value will be of sunnah. And the day we separate ourselves from sunnah, then we got no value. And that is what is happening in the world today, that generally the ummah today, we haven't got sunnah in our lives. So we are thrown out everywhere in the world. We are treated in such terrible, we complain that the enemy is doing the conditions are like this. But we must see that who stopped us from sunnah. The cleaning of the rice, the people did it. They took out the stones, the twigs, etc. But from our lives, nobody took out the sunnah. We ourselves. وَقَالَ الشَّيْطَانُ لَمَّا خُذِيَ الْأَمْرِ Shaitan will say, I only invited you do this, do that. And the agents of Shaitan, they only make all the dunya things very beautiful for us. Today, how many of us that sports, we just can't do without sports. Who has forced us to follow sports and all the players and all the scores and whatever else that goes with it? And the love for that sports, who has forced us? It's we ourselves. And one main reason and cause of it is also because sunnahs are not in our life. If sunnahs were in our life, the love of sunnah should be more predominant in our lives. But unfortunately, we don't follow the sunnahs. So now, and by Allah's system is, there will never be a vacuum anywhere. If the right thing is not there, the wrong thing will take its place. Always that is the system of Allah Ta'ala. So when we haven't got sunnahs in our lives, we see that we got love today. Like who of us really got love for a camel, to travel on a camel? Though it's not practical today, we won't travel, but that desire, that was the way of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And all of us got the love to drive smart motor cars. The best, the top of the range, the latest model. That is what we want all the time. So, all because the sunnah, and nobody forced the sunnah out of our lives. Nobody picked them out of our lives. We ourselves, we took out the sunnah from our lives. So Allah give us tawfiq to understand the value of the sunnah, and try and bring, study a kitab of the sunnah. And very beautiful is the simple kitab of our Shaykh, Pyari Nabi Ki Pyari Sunnate. A small pocket-sized kitab, and all, how many sunnahs are mentioned there. If we try that, if we read that regularly, we make ta'aleem of it at home, etc. And we try and bring one sunnah into our lives. So that is very, very, very important that we try and bring sunnahs into our lives. And throughout the year, this should be our concern and our worry, how to bring sunnahs into our lives. Hazrat Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah Ali gives a beautiful example also. He says that you have a rose, and under the rose you have thorns. Always there are thorns under the rose. And Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah Ali's example, so to say, the thorns complain to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala that, Ya Allah, you made us thorns. And nobody likes thorns in their garden. So when the garden service will come, the cleaner of the garden who maintains the garden, he will take the thorns and throw them out. So to say, Allah said, my thorns, I made you thorns. And nobody will throw you out as long as you remain under my roses. The day you separate from my roses, then you will be thrown out. So the roses are the beautiful sunnahs of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And we are the thorns. What is our value? What have we got? Nothing whatsoever. But as long as we stay under the roses, then our value will be there. And as the rose is protected, we will be protected. When a rose is sold at whatever price, 25 rand a rose, 50 rand a rose, whatever, the thorns are being sold at the same price. They won't separate the thorns. Because if they separate the thorns, this rose won't remain. If somebody gives a rose as a present to somebody, the thorns also go away. So as long as we remain with the sunnah and we remain with deen, our value is also there. The day we separate ourselves, we lose our value also. So may Allah give us the tawfiq to understand the reality of the importance of sunnah and to try and bring one sunnah into our life. And sunnahs are such that we should endeavor all the time. Nobody can say that I'm now 100% I follow sunnah. That is out of the question. And we should try, even if I think I am following sunnah, but still there are quite a few sunnahs which are not in my life. And I should try and bring them into my life. Many things we just discard easily. So Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala give us tawfiq that we should always try and bring sunnahs into our lives and bring the taqwa, the deen into our lives. The ayat kareema that I recited of the Quran Sharif, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala says, وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَاكَ سَبْعًا مِّنَ الْمَثَانِي وَالْقُرْآنِ الْعَظِيمِ, that we have given you سَبْعِ مَثَانِي, the seven verses which are repeated often, which are repeated over and over. And we gave you the whole Qur'an Azim also. So the seven verses which are repeated are Surah Fatiha. The open Alhamdulillah Sharif, which we all recite. And if we work it out, if a person makes his five times namaz a day, together with the Nawafil also, then he's reading Surah Fatiha about 50 times in a day, roundabout. And if he doesn't make his nafal namazes, then he's reading it about 30 times a day himself, or he listens to it behind the imam, or where the imam is not reading, it's silent namaz, then if the ruling is that iqra fi nafsik, read Surah Fatiha in your heart. Don't move your tongue, don't move your lips, that's for the ahnaf. For the Shawafi, it's compulsory for them to read Surah Fatiha. But for the Hanafis, we are not supposed to read. The Imam is reading on our behalf. But we should read in our heart. But the important thing is, we ask ourselves, I ask myself, when we read Surah Fatiha, do I think of what I'm reading? Or am I just reading? And I'm planning something else in my life. My day's planning, or what and what, or Allah make us maaf. Sometimes we're thinking of guna also. And where is Surah Fatiha, and where is guna, sin? And we are in namaz, and we are planning something, we are fantasizing sometimes also. And so where are we? Or we are in total ghaflat, unmindfulness. We are reading Surah Fatiha, and what, and it has been meant that you must repeat it over and over so the reality comes into our lives. And it has to come so much into our lives that from namaz it must go to every department of our lives. Whatever we do, which comes there, sirati mustaqim, to show us the straight path, and that consciousness of Allah Ta'ala, that all the time we should be conscious of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. So that will come when we will try and concentrate in namaz. So Allah give us tawfiq that when we read our namaz and we are give over and over, this exercise is exercised. We repeat it so that it comes into us. But unfortunately, how many of us, for how many years we are making namaz, but still we don't think of it, of Surah Fatiha. And at least Surah Fatiha, if more than that, the other surah that we read, etc., we think of the whole namaz. Right? It is meant that we should concentrate. Namaz must be read with concentration, not in unmindfulness. How beautifully Hazrat Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali, Hakim al-Ummah, has explained that قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ. Those mu'mineen have become successful. Who? The first quality that is mentioned, الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ. That who have got humility in their namaz. And then quite a few other qualities are mentioned, and at the end, وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَلَى صَلَوَاتِهِمْ يُحَافِظُونَ. Those who look after their namaz. Look after their namaz, who make hifazat of their namaz. That is, that they are particular that we have to make our namaz. We are finished with Fajr and our worry is Zuhar. Where will I make it today? I'm going traveling. I'll be at the airport. I'll be here. I'll be there. Where will I make my Zuhar? Where will I make my Asr? All the time that worry of that namaz. Also, that the namaz that we make, that we look after the namaz, not just haphazardly. Like you look after something. You don't just put it there and leave it. That you don't worry who kicks it around, who takes it, misplaces it, who takes it away. What you look after, hifazat, you make something. You don't just leave it outside anywhere on the road where anyone can take it. What you make hifazat of, you put in the house, you put into the safe, you put into a safe place. Like that we should be making hifazat of our namaz also. So about الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ, Mawlana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali explains this ayat, فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ, that he explains that the postures of namaz are made correctly. And that is also a thing that normally we are very careless about. And when we are careless about something, then we lose out. If you are careless in driving, you make an accident. If you are careless in speaking, you make a mistake. In anything, if we are careless, in calculations, if you are careless, anything. And if you are careful, then you achieve something. In everything, we have to be careful. So the postures of namaz, and that also we have explained many times, all the different postures. And Allah Ta'ala give jazaa khair to our friends, that in Ramzan we have practical namaz also, so that all the postures can come correct. But how many of us really pay attention to it? All the different, the raising of the hands, the fastening of the hands, the feet in a straight line, etc. All the different postures, all that should be correct. And then, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ. خاشعون, concentration and devotion. That is the word. And ulama have written, as the Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali has quoted, that great, great ulama of the past have written, to the extent of your postures that are correct, so much you get concentration in namaz. And if you don't worry about your postures, then so much the concentration goes away. So therefore, the postures are very, very important. And Hazrat Shaykh refers to a quoting great, great ulama, that we say that the mustahabbat, the sunnah or mustahab, the adab of namaz, if you leave that out, it affects your concentration. Hazrat Shaykh says that we who leave out big, big things, big sunnahs of namaz, how our legs are not straight, etc. We don't raise our hands properly. So where can we have concentration? So therefore, most of us, we know what is the condition of our namaz. And the concentration in namaz is not so easy to bring it yourself, to have that concentration. But to correct your postures is easy. You can do it. And you do what you can do. Make your postures correct. Then your namaz concentration will come right. And a person whose namaz is correct, his deen is correct. If namaz corrects the whole of deen also. A person whose namaz is correct, his dunya is correct also. It corrects his whole dunya also. So if we want the goodness of dunya, and we want the goodness of deen, and consequently the goodness of akhirat, it is namaz. Namaz is the most important. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, the namaz has been made the coolness of my eyes. So we should try and correct our namazes as much as we can. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. So all the previous scriptures that were revealed, all of the subject matter, Allah Ta'ala has put into the Quran Sharif. And all, so when you read Quran Sharif, you've got the whole, everything. And all the scriptures of before, all the subject matter, we get it here. And the whole of the Quran Sharif, Allah Ta'ala has put it in Surah Fatiha. And Surah Fatiha, how beautifully Allah Ta'ala has presented it to us. There couldn't be anything better. If there was, then definitely Allah should put that in namaz. The greatest thing, the most beautiful. And it starts with the praises of Allah Ta'ala. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. All praises are due to Allah, who is Rabbul Alameen. And in return, Allah Tabaruk wa Ta'ala, just imagine how kind is not Allah. Allah taught us to say Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Then Allah replies on that again. And Allah Ta'ala says, Hamidani Abdi. My Banda has praised me. So it's not a monologue, just a one person speaking. But it is a dialogue. You are speaking and you are getting reply also. And Allah makes it that at least we can hear that Allah is saying, Hamidani Abdi, by the knowledge that we have of Deen. We know this takes place where the ulama have read it in the kitab. All other people have heard about it many times in bayans from different ulama that Allah Ta'ala is replying. Allah is saying, Hamidani Abdi. Then a person says, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Allah is most merciful, most kind. And then Allah Ta'ala says in reply, Athna Alayya Abdi. My Banda has praised me. Hamidana Abdi and Athna, very similar in meaning, that my Banda has praised me. Then a Banda goes forward and says that, Maliki Yawmiddin, that Allah, you are the Malik of the day of Qiyamah. Allah did not say Qadi Yawmiddin, the judge on the day of Qiyamah. Judgment Allah is going to make. But Allah Ta'ala's judgment is not governed by any rules or anything. Allah Ta'ala is la yus'alu amma yafalu. Nobody can question Allah Ta'ala. Allah is the absolute authority. Allah has got His rules, His regulations, He's got His system. But Allah is above. If who He wants to, He can forgive. The worst sinner can come on the day of Qiyamah and Allah wants to forgive him, Allah can forgive him. It's not that because he committed sins and by the book, by the law, he must be punished. No, Allah is above that. If Allah wants to, Allah can forgive. And Allah will forgive. And that is another very important aspect also. Never ever forget that Allah Ta'ala is Ghafoorur Rahim. Allah is the most forgiving, the most merciful, the most kind. Never forgive that. No matter what sins we have committed also, what sins we are involved in, but don't ever lose hope in the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. Keep away from losing hope in the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. And all the time, another very great thing Allah has given us is Tawbah and Istighfar. That we keep on making Tawbah and Istighfar, Allah's favors upon us, His ni'mat, are coming down in torrents every moment, all the time. Allah's favors are coming down. And from our side, total naqadri. We don't even appreciate, we don't even think about the favors of Allah Ta'ala. And nashukri, openly, we don't make shukr. Today, for example, each one, myself first, we think, how much did I make shukr of Allah's ni'mat? We don't make shukr of Allah's ni'mat. We don't think of how many ni'mats Allah Ta'ala has blessed us with. What and what people are going through in the world. Allah is keeping us safe, but we don't make shukr. So very, very important to make shukr and to appreciate the ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala's favors are pouring down upon us all the time. And we are in ghaflat. We are in na-shukri. In fact, we are in na-qadri. We don't appreciate. We of committing guna, instead of being obedient to Allah, instead of being thankful to Allah, how much gunas aren't we committing? Right? And the ummah generally, and many ask also, the condition of the ummah today, why is it so, why is the difficulties the ummah is facing? See what is our connection with sunnah, how much of shukr we make, do we make istighfar, how many gunas we are committing but we don't make istighfar. So anyway, Allah Ta'ala blesses us with all these ni'mat. And then, إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. Only do the first three ayats was solely for the praises of Allah. And ulama have written that sana'ul kareem sawalun. To praise a honorable, respectful, honorable person is you are begging that person. So we are begging. And the last three ayats, Allah Ta'ala says, هَذَا بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَ عَبْدِي وَلَيْعَبْدِي مَا سَأَلْ. This is between me and my banda. And I have given, وَلَيْعَبْدِي مَا سَأَلْ. What my banda has asked me, I have given it to him. And the middle ayat, هَذَا بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَ عَبْدِي. This is between me and my servant. That إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ. We are saying we only worship you, O Allah. And we seek only your help, O Allah. So that is, we are praising Allah that only you do we worship and only from you do we seek help. Now what is the help that we are seeking? Ihdina sirat al-mustaqim. The greatest need of our life, Allah Ta'ala has put it, and we must ask for that 50 times a day. And besides, in namaz, the Surah Fatiha, very fortunate are those of us who get tawfiq to read Surah Fatiha outside namaz also. Surah Fatiha has got great, great virtues. Allah reward ulama. They have written whole kitabs just on the virtues of Surah Fatiha. So many, so great virtues there are Surah Fatiha. So Surah Fatiha is not only to be read in namaz. It is to be read out of namaz also. Surah Fatiha, especially in namaz and even out of namaz, together with the concentration also. All this that we are explaining is so that Allah give us tawfiq, that when we make our namaz, we can have this concentration also. And so a person who reads Surah Fatiha, and now he comes to إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. And now we seek Allah's help. And the greatest thing we ask Allah Ta'ala, إِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. Oh Allah, guide us to the straight path. And that is the path. A straight path is that path that the minute you die, go a little bit off. You go crooked a little bit. Or you are going from here to Durban, one straight road. But on the way you are going off, you are going to Ascot also. So now it becomes a bit longer. So the minute you are, the straight path is the shortest path that goes straight. And today on the phone also, if you follow the maps, then the straight path, the shortest route you have. And so the shortest route is the straight path to Allah Ta'ala. And that is Sirati Mustaqim. And this is so important that Allah Ta'ala told us to ask for Sirati Mustaqim and then define Sirati Mustaqim also. Sirat al-Ladina an'amta alayhim. The path of those people that you have made in'am on. In'am, favors. Those people who you have favored, their path, that is what you are asking for. When a person said, إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ, Allah Ta'ala said, هَذَا بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَ عَبْدِي وَلِعَبْدِي مَا سَأَلْ. هَذَا بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَ عَبْدِي. And at the end, when he says, غَيْرِ الْمَخْزُوبِ عَلِيمُ وَلَى الضَّالِّينَ, then Allah Ta'ala says, هَذَا لِعَبْدِي وَلِعَبْدِي مَا سَأَلْ. This is now for my banda, and what my banda asked me for, I've given him. That is Sirati Mustaqim. But that is if we do it with this concentration. Now the Sirati Mustaqim, the straight path, which is it? The one that Allah made, whom Allah showed favors upon. And who are those people? In another ayat, Allah Ta'ala explains, who are those? أَلَّذِينَ أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنَ النَّبِيِّينَ وَالصِّدِّيقِينَ وَالشُّهَدَاءِ وَالصَّالِحِينَ. And for us, practically, time is not so much left, but practically for us, we the path of the Salihin. See who are the Salihin, who are the pious people. And in your own heart, you see what you think. Is it that person who wears suit and tie, is he a pious person? Is it a person who is mixing with women? Is it a person who goes to churches and other places, or he calls other people to come to us? Who is a pious person? What does your heart tell you? So the path of those people who are the pious people, whom Allah, and who are, where they confirm what Salihin. Salihin, which Allah Ta'ala has defined. So that is the path. So it's very important for us to see that we are on that path which Allah wants us to be on. On that path that Allah Ta'ala has chosen for us. If you are on the right path, and even if you get stuck, even if you travel slowly, but you'll reach your right destination. But if you are on the wrong path, then it's very, very dangerous. No matter, you can speed up as much as you want to also, but you are going to the wrong destination. So very important in our life to see that are we on the right path, the path of the Salihin, the path of Alladhina an'ama Allahu alayhim, an'amta alayhim. Are we on that path or not? And very, to make it again more clear, Allah Ta'ala said, خَيْرِ الْمَغْضُوبِ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا الضَّالِّينَ. Not the path that Allah is angry with, people whom Allah is angry with. And the people who are gone astray. Not their path. So we have to see that we are on the right path. It's very, very important. And to make that more clear, in the Hadith Sharif it has come, that the previous ummah, they were divided into 72 sects. My ummah will be divided into 73 sects. And only one of them will be Naji, will be the ones who will gain salvation. When Nabi Ali, when the Sahaba asked, who are they? And to know who are the Salihin. And what is Sirati Mustaqim? Ma ana alayhi wa ashabi. That path which I am on and my Sahaba. So that is the path of the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How we see our pious elders, how they live, who they were, the sunnahs in their life, and they followed ma ana alihi wa ashabi, which is called ahlu sunnah wal jama'ah. Ahlu sunnah, the people who follow the sunnah, and jama'at, the jama'at of the sahaba. That is our path. And we also know that we can't be 100% perfect. But for that, we have hope in the mercy of Allah. And we ask for forgiveness from Allah Ta'ala. But if we are on the wrong path, then it is very dangerous. So be on the right path. That is very important for us to see. So every time we read Surah Fatiha, let us think of this year. And let us, so it's such an important thing that it must come into our lives. May Allah give us all tawfiq and let us move in the right direction. May Allah make fazl and bless us with sirati mustaqim alladhina an'amta alayhim min an-nabiyyin was-siddiqin wash-shuhada was-salihin and not ghayril maghdubi alayhim walad-dallin. May Allah guide us all to the right path inshallah. Subhanallah bihamdihi subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.